You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
That's right, people. We've got sun in the forecast. Our weather expert is even saying we're going to need sunscreen soon. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, and he says real spring warmth is on the way. This is a big change from last weekend. So how rainy has it been this month, really? We're going to check the record books on that in a bit. First, though, let's hear the weather forecast. Cliff, I hear we have one more rainy stretch to get through.
We have, and you're going to need gallons of sunscreen, so you be ready. Right now, there's a weather system offshore, and it's coming in very slowly. So I expect today to be partly cloudy with considerable sun, temperatures getting up to around 60 in most of western Washington, so really quite a decent day. But later in the day, it's going to cloud up, and overnight, there's going to be rain. So a frontal system is moving through. The winds may pick up a bit. That rain is going to extend into the beginning of Saturday. So Saturday morning, there could still be some showers around. And then we're going to transition to partly cloudy skies later in the day. And I suspect tomorrow we'll get up to maybe 58 to 60, something like that. As we get into Sunday, things are going to start drying out even more. Partly cloudy day. Again, temperatures around 60. But then things change. High pressure really pushes in. We even get some offshore flow. And temperatures are going to surge next week. On Monday, upper 60s. Then as we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I think we're talking about 70 in many places away from the water. So, you know, we're going to be way up there. Now, this time of the year, the average high is about 59 in SeaTac. So we are going to be 10 degrees above normal. So it's all over. You know, just got to get through this one frontal system tonight, and then we're going to go into warm spring weather.
What a huge change. I mean, last weekend, Saturday was outrageous. How wet was it really?
Saturday was very wet. We had a potent atmospheric river, this current of strong moisture, narrow current, a lot of moisture coming in right at us. Here in Seattle, a lot of places it had 1.5 to 2 inches in the mountains. You know, where that plume of moisture went uphill, 3 to 5 inches, a number of locations had their all-time record daily precipitation for that day. Now, for the month as a whole, right now we're about the fourth wettest April on record. I don't think we'll beat the record, which is about 6.5 inches, but, you know, this is definitely in the top five wet Aprils in history.
Wow. And now you said, though, it's not just going to get sunny. The sun is very strong at this time of year, as strong as in August. That surprised me.
That's right. Well, the sun is strongest on June 21st, 22nd. And so, you know, we're about 2 months off of that. So the sun now is about the same as it would be in mid to late August. So people shouldn't forget that. When it gets sunny out, and it will be sunny out, you have to protect yourself, your eyes with sunglasses and sunscreen, especially people here in Seattle. You know, we haven't pre-tanned or anything. So the sun's going to be quite strong as we get into the early part of next week.
And even though the sun is warm and strong, as you say, it's not quite yet time to plant everything you want to have in your garden right now, because the soil is not yet warm.
That's right. The crucial thing for planting is the soil temperature. And I've talked to experts about this. When should I plant my seeds? And they explained to me that, you know, I would be wise to wait till the soil temperatures get at least into the mid-50s. And I was measuring my soil temperature outside my house, and it was in the upper 40s. So a number of measurements around here indicate in western Washington, soil temperatures are still too cool to plant some things like beans and zucchini. But things like lettuce and, you know, some of those green leafy vegetables, those you can plant the seeds or the plants, and they'll do fine. I think the soil temperature is going to come up a lot this week, and probably another week or two, we can think about planting some of those seeds.
Good weekend to get out and prepare your soil this weekend, perhaps.
That's right.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
And we have a little announcement. Cliff is a big organizer of the Northwest Weather Workshop, which is coming up next weekend on April 27th and 28th at NOAA in Seattle. This is open to everyone. Lots of great information there, but you do need to register ahead of time. We'll have a link on our website. And Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk every week at this time via Skype. And you can find that link and subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.